good morning to one Jared Bullock in the studio with me. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Buddy, I'm doing all right. How are you doing on this fine Monday?
I'm doing awesome.
Wow. You have, well, first off, I mentioned earlier you were Mr. November of 2015 for our Southern Illinois Heroes calendar. I know you still probably have autographed copies hanging around and what
have you. Actually, I have some floating around.
Okay, good. You moved back to Southern Illinois recently, and there's so many things we could talk about. I know you're a very busy guy, but right now you are residing, can I say, is the Carterville School District that you are living in? Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. But just over towards Crab Orchard Way.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Gary Sinise is a cool guy. And in the world of Hollywood, of course, if you don't know who Gary Sinise is, just know Lieutenant Dan, Forrest Gump, Gary Sinise. I was able to be there when they handed you the iPad for your adaptive smart home. How did that all come about? Can we start there with your house? Because that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so like short term, I got injured November 13th, 2013. Mm-hmm. So we're coming up on that.
Yeah.
Not long after, one of the Special Operations Command care people was like, hey, you know what, you should really look into doing this. And I was like, hey, like, I'm not really big into handouts or whatever. And they're like, hey, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
You know, life isn't really going to be too much the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're probably right when you're missing, you know, half of your body.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So we ended up applying, and, you know, a lot of paperwork and stuff went into that. And it was about a year, and then I ended up retiring in 2015, September. And then literally like a week after I retired, like we got a phone call and it said like Gary Sinise.
On your phone, it said Gary Sinise.
Yeah, so that's where we're living
crazy.
In Florida.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. And like I answered it, and he's like, hey, is this Jared? This is Gary Sinise. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Lieutenant Dan.
Right.
And he's like, hey man, me and my foundation want to build a home for you.
Wow.
And that's pretty much how it started. So we went through the whole process of, you know, finding out where we wanted to move back to, where we wanted to live,
yeah.
And then kind of picking out like what the best layout was, which was super awesome because I'm really still big into fitness.
Yeah.
And I worked out a lot in my garage in Florida, and I'm like, hey, can we just make the garage a little bit bigger so I kind of have room to actually park my wife's car in there?
Yeah, right.
And they're like, we'll just build you a room in the house. And
cool.
So that's what they did. And you know, we had some crazy weather up here, and then finally this past June,
yeah.
Day after my birthday, like it all got turned over to me, and it's awesome.
Wow. You know, they built things into your home that are really great. What are some of the features in that home that really, right now, as you've lived in it for a couple months now, you're like, boy, this is handy. They were really thinking when they put this in there.
Oh, man. I mean, there's so much. Like, there's a lot of little things that I think people do take for granted every day. Like, just for, like the shower and stuff is more, it's, like, wheelchair accessible.
Uh-huh.
When I'm not wearing prosthetics. So it's really easy. All the doorways are wider, so when I am in my wheelchair, at the end of the day. And then it has, like, it's a smart home. It has all this technology in it. So, like, you got a few iPads or a few touchscreens mounted on the wall, and then you have an iPad, and basically you can control... pretty much
wow.
Everything. So like if somebody rings the doorbell,
yeah.
You know, and I'm in my wheelchair that day, like I can see who it is, you know, there's cameras, you can control like the TV, the lights, like some of the shades are actually automatic, which is pretty nice.
Yeah. That is
so
cool.
So you get kind of spoiled. Let's
yeah.
be honest about that.
All right.
So, I mean, it just, I don't know, like from my standpoint, you know, like having, you know, my wife and my son, it lets me be a little bit more able and not have to take
yeah.
so much of their time.
You know, that is cool. Shout out to Jessica and Aiden who are listening today. How old's Aiden?
He's actually going to be, I actually got blown up the day before his birthday, so he'll be eight on the 14th.
Okay, I want to get that down there. 8 on the 14th.
I got him a good present, though. He had a good present the day before. So he's...
Can you say what? I mean, is it a surprise?
Oh, well, we're actually going to go, we're going to take a trip this weekend to go to Gatlinburg for 3 days.
Okay, gotcha.
And kind of just spend some family time. And then we got some other stuff lined up.
I got you.
So.
All right. I'm making sure. Right.
It's all about him. It's not never about
yeah.
me. That's part of the job.
So
things
he,
happen.
He third grader or?
He's in second.
I gotcha. I just want to say thank you, number one, for your service. And also, thank you. I ran into you the other day at the Heron Tigers and Carterville Lions football game. It's been about a month or so ago. at Carterville, and we're walking around on the field right there, and I've got the crew with me, some of my crew anyway, and my stepson, Tripp, was very intrigued. When kids come up and say hey to you, you went into like this mode of like, here's what happened. When folks come up with their kids and stuff like that, that took a lot of time. You know what I mean? Like, you were wanting to watch the football game, and I felt kind of bad because it was like show and tell time for the kids. You know, how do you feel about that when parents come up to you with kids and stuff like that? Do you welcome that, or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what it is? I mean, I have a son. Kids are inquisitive. You know, they're going to ask questions. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody's different in the world, so why not just teach them about the differences? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they kind of ask. Like, it's kind of hard to go to more detail, be like, hey, man, I was in a war and I got blown up. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, just I kind of simplify that, but then, you know, mess around with the prosthetic and make it turn backwards and do
that awesome was neat
robot tricks. So yeah. I get it a lot.
That prosthetic you have, you were telling me about it. Was $120,000 price tag on that?
Pretty much, probably. Yeah.
Does it make you run super fast? But you have like a running thing.
I have an actual running prosthetic. This one weighs like 10 pounds. I ain't running.
I could literally spend all day with Jared. If you're on Route 13 or driving to work or whatever it is, like there's just not enough time in the morning show, and he's getting ready to head over to Tom Miller's place on WJPF in a second, talk with him a little bit. But I wanted to just get with you because, as you said, fitness is a big thing for you. You've run Tough Mudders and all this stuff, and you're doing it, you know. Jared, you're like the most motivating person I know. Okay, has anybody ever said that to you?
I hear it sometimes.
Yes, because I get up, and I'll be honest with you, I have my hands and my legs, my arms and everything, and I have little aches and pains, and I start complaining. There's no need to complain, is there?
No, I mean, I think everybody has their own issues. I just think it's how you deal with it. I don't want to belittle you.
No, that's fine. And we did the push-up challenge. And whenever you get your thing built over here, I'm gonna go over there, and you're gonna put me through the ringer. But tell me, like, when did you decide I am going to run a Tough Mudder? You know what I mean?
Oh, like the first one?
Yeah.
So when I was lying in the hospital bed when I got injured, like that was kind of like a pivotal moment for me, because I was like, man, I'd worked so hard, you know, to become a Green Beret, and like literally like in a matter of seconds that my career was over. And so me and my twin, who's also a Green Beret, even though I'm the better one, I'm the better twin.
Right.
We were sitting there kind of looking at like adaptive athletes and stuff like that. And then I was like, okay, well, it took this guy so much time to do this. I was like, you know what? Like, I'll do that in half the time. So I was like, I'll run a race within a year. And probably the first race was probably not a good choice, like being in West Virginia. So like 10 miles in the mountain, like the small mountain, small hills.
Yeah.
Did that, and then it kind of just took off from there.
I gotcha.
So did some races, and then I went and did like a men's bodybuilding physique competition.
Yeah, I remember that. No, I wasn't Facebook stalking you, but I'm like,
I know, no. That was those spray tans are not fun. Especially when you're a redhead. You look like it.
Yeah. And real quick, before I get you down to our sister stations here at River Radio, you're gonna have a fitness facility over here on Route 13 by all this new stuff, right?
Yeah, so been retired for 2 years now, and I hate sitting on my butt. And so like I said, fitness is one of my huge things, so I told my wife one day, I was like, hey, when we move, I want to build a gym. And she said, hey, whatever you want, babe. So
yeah,
that's happening right now. It's going to be across from Mr. Tuxedo over there.
Gotcha.
And kind of just going to, excavation's already started. So hoping by early spring to get everything up and running.
Is this going to be called like Jared Bullock's Ass Kicker Gym? You know, what's it going to be called?
No, we actually already got a logo and everything made up. It's called Foundry Athletics.
Foundry Athletics.
Yeah, and then the motto is like strength through adversity, so.
Love it. And your hashtag is Die Living, correct?
Yeah.
That's kind of a thing here with Jared, and I tell you what, I'm going to have all of this up on my blog at z100fm.com, and a way that you can kind of follow Jared there on social media and stuff like that, because truly is like, I'll look at some of the things that he's doing and it's like, come on, Kent, get out of bed. It's time to stop your whining and complaining. But anyway, thank a Veteran Week. We're getting kicked off in a big way. Jared Bullock, you can listen to him over here on our sister station at News Radio WJPF in like a minute. I got to get him down there. But brother, thank you for your time this morning and thank you for your service, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. But I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you.